Hello, this is Shibu Cheren, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is June the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 45 to 51. True confession and repentance brings forgiveness and restoration. We read in Psalms 51 verses 1 to 4 like this. The words of David, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight." Psalms 51 was written by King David after Nathan the prophet had boldly exposed him for committing adultery with Bathsheba and for murdering Uriah. David was both remorseful and repentant of his wrongdoings after being utterly convicted of his sins. So David pours out this torrent of penitence from his broken and contrite heart into this emotional liturgy of confessions, which explains why David was a man after God's own heart. Even though he was not perfect, he had a deep sensitivity concerning his sins. After confessing his guilt, David prays for inner renewal and then promises both thanksgiving and ministry to God. The fact that David recognized and acknowledged his sin was the first step in receiving God's forgiveness and eventual restoration. Let us understand that the first step of repentance is contrition for sin, and the second step is confession of sin. True confession is acknowledging our sins to God and admitting that we need a thorough cleansing from Him. Thus, true confession to God will bring His cleansing, for only God has the power to forgive our sins. God will not only cleanse us, but He will forgive our sins as well. Like David, let us give God the gift of our own brokenness, confession, and repentance. As an answer, God will refresh us with His forgiveness, acceptance, and restoration. True confession and repentance brings forgiveness and restoration.